I am, in fact, a survivor of the Holocaust. And the first thing I have to tell you, that even then, nobody told us it was done for our own good. We all knew what was happening. And when I think today, when I see people march, I think of the Yellow Star, which gave everybody liberty to aggress me, to insult me, to call me a carrier of disease, to spit on me even.
I love you.
I would like to tell you that this is worse. It is more insidious. It concerns more people. There is a hypocrisy in the public narrative that is absolutely unbearable, to say that we're doing this to protect the old. I would love to die in a state that gives me freedom to live and live. Already outstayed my welcome by many years, and my life expectancy is probably not great, but I would gladly exchange this for the lives and livelihoods and happiness of generations that come after me to live their lives as I have been. To have masked, to see people defile their children with masks is something totally unbearable to me.
Me too.
And I would like to say one word, short word, about obedience. It's been said you're not allowed to obey. And if you obey someone who wants you to do evil, then you don't obey. You cooperate. You aid and abet in evil. The other thing I want to leave you with is the thought on voluntary submission, which was written about in the 16th century by a French philosopher, and which ends, you cease to obey and you are free. Arrêtez d'obéir et vous voilà libre.
Oui.
Thank you. Courage, come, please.